The Pledge of Allegiance was first published in a magazine, The Youth's Companion, in 1892. Authorship is usually attributed to clergyman Francis Bellamy, although there's been some debate over that. There's also some difference of opinion over why the words "under God" were added in 1954. The 9th U.S. District Court of Appeals says the words "under God" make it unconstitutional for students to recite the pledge in the nation's schools. Freedom From Religion Foundation spokesperson Annie Laurie Gaylor says, "It's interesting, the member of the clergy who wrote the pledge saw no reason to put the words "under God" into it. Congress added the phrase during Dwight Eisenhower's administration.
It was just as the hysteria about godless communism was peaking, and they were going to fight godless communism by aligning God with our country. It was, that was a very repressive era. It was a scary time for civil liberties, and that sailed right through.
John Birch Society spokesperson William Norman Grigg is the senior editor for the New American magazine. Grigg says the change in 1954 put the nature of the pledge into perspective. He says it recognized the highest allegiance was owed to God.
So I think what happened in 1954, although it's usually ascribed to an effort to distinguish ourselves from the officially atheist state, the Soviet Union, our great rival in the Cold War, I think actually that rectified a real problem in the pledge, because there are other allegiances that Americans have always recognized.
Gaylor says the pledge was an attempt to help schools celebrate Columbus Day. Grigg says the purpose of the pledge was really to help reintegrate the South into the Union in the years following the Civil War. Both Gaylor and Grigg anticipate the 9th District Court decision will be overturned. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.